It's Radio Border's 25th birthday today, and with me is Paul Brownlee.
Howdy.
Now, of course, you are very recently been doing drive time on Radio Border's, but how did you get involved with the radio station?
It's something I wanted to do since I was a little boy. I know I am still quite little for anybody that knows me, but from when I was just a tiny little boy, I always wanted to be on the radio. And at the time, there was no local radio station in the area. This was obviously pre-1990. And to get the chance to come in here as well and present a show, even just as a one-off, which is what I was told it was, we'll give you a show for a few weeks. Keith Clarkson, I'm sure, is a name that you may remember from your days here at Radio Borders. He used to present a show called Saturday Night Fever, which was a two-hour disco show. I'd spent 10, 12 years on the disco scene. Hey, there's the perfect combination.
Tailor-made.
You let me sit on the show for 4 weeks, covering for Keith, and then took over the reins of the youth show, which at that time was on a Sunday night. And it was, people may remember, Class 2000, Class 2001, that kind of thing. And we revamped that into The Zone, which eventually materialised into what currently goes out as Wired. Still the same idea, with young people producing and presenting the show and helping some of the presenters that people have heard over the years, the names such as Bobby Taylor, Lindsay Patterson, who used to be on at weekends, Amber Dryden, who's been on at weekends as well, and Gregor, who's now obviously full-time on Radio Borders. These people all came through the youth show, which I'm pleased to say I had an involvement with, and an award-winning youth show as well. So I'm very, very proud of that.
So you'd gone from just arriving at Radio Borders, doing a few shows, to actually training up the next generation of broadcasters. That must have been really satisfying.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really, really enjoyed.
But you're also, you're involved in something else which is hugely exciting for the Borders area now.
Yeah, and it actually involved moving round the other side of the microphone and being put in front of a camera, which was one of the scariest experiences I've ever had to do, because I'm not the most photogenic person. I'm not great on camera. I love being behind the mic, but with the reintroduction of the Borders Railway, we had to make sure that was documented. So I'm working with a chap who Radio Borders listeners may know, Stuart Cameron, who does a lot of the sports stuff at the weekend. He's one of the presenters on the Friday Sports Show. And we're documenting the return of the Borders Railway through an online TV series, which is also available on DVD. And we do a radio version as well, which once every 3 months, Radio Borders puts out and updates people on what's happening with basically the biggest infrastructure project the Borders has ever seen. And there's so much to document that was one of the reasons why I thought we have to do this. And that has been brilliant fun. And I've learned so much about what's happening and bringing this back to the area, something which I'm sure that a lot of Radio Borders listeners are aware of or are keeping up to date with.
It seems incredible that the train station will be right next to the radio station.
That's perfect.
In Tweed Bank.
It's absolutely brilliant. 5 minutes walk and you're at the station, and then 55 minutes later you're in the heart of Edinburgh, ready to explore the city or go further on the rail network. Now, obviously, it's not ideal for everybody who lives in the entire Scottish Borders area, but it means that more people are now closer to the rail network. Obviously, if you live in Dunn's, Eyemouth, Coldstream, you're not far from Berwick, even Dunbar. Whereas people who live in Galashiels, Hoyt, Selkirk have always been that little bit further away. So it's just great to be involved in documenting something that is massive. It feels like I've been part of the success of Radio Borders. I'm quite happy to admit that, because the station has been successful over the years, and hopefully documenting the success of the railway as well. So it's great fun.
How exciting for you. Well, that's great. Thank you very much for coming in today, Paul. Paul Brownlee.